Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Hey guys, you're tuning into The Voice After Show on AfterBuzz TV. Tonight it went from 11 to 10. Tune into our discussion. You don't want to miss it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Ah, oh, she did it.
She did it. With the song.
Slow.
Shine bright like a diamond.
Hey guys.
All of our viewers just left.
Any chance we had at a show tonight out the window?
We had a bunch of people in chat. No.
All right. Hey guys. I'm your host, Allie Bailey. Tonight we're here talking The Voice. Today it went from 11 to 10. Voice results.
11 minus 1 equals
yes.
10.
We're also doing first grade math.
Anyways, I'm your host, Allie Bailey. You can find me on social media, AllieBailey_1. Here's my amazing panel. Where can they find you guys?
Friends. Hi, everyone. My name is Danny Golub. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram, @DannyGolub. Also, I'm learning how to talk today.
Sometimes she's not even where she is.
Yeah, who knows? Anyway, friends, take it away, please.
Hi, guys. My name is Brooke, and you can find me on all social media at BrookeLaceyH.
And I am Chris. You can find me at Chris Howard Live on Twitter and Instagram.
Woo! Okay, so tonight, like I said, we're talking. Last night's episode was the top 11, and tonight the results went down to 10. But anyways, we're gonna start off talking through each performance. It started off with Stephanie, was the first one last night. She sang Behind Blue Eyes. What did you guys think of her performance?
I love Stephanie.
Yeah.
I love what she stands for. I love her backstory. She's so brave, and to come this far, I really just hope that her family watching, if anything, that this has made it.
Oh yeah,
right. Yeah. You know, it has right. Lit the fire for them to rekindle. Because I mean, that's just heartbreaking. But about the actual voice, I think she's got a gorgeous voice, really cool tone, and I think that I really commend her on her control between like flipping between. You know, like a really gravelly rock star.
Yeah, she sang powerful. The Who last night.
Yeah, and then, but she also
she
had these
looked
moments.
Great too. She looked the part, man.
Dude,
she
I wrote that. Yeah. I could totally see her just going straight to Coachella in that outfit.
I wrote that in front of a few people tonight. like a few of their performances were like, "This is so Coachella." Maybe that's just because like what's in the media right now.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
it kind of sparked my thought. I liked it. I mean, I'm always impressed when they're able to, you know, play an instrument as well. She played this on guitar and. Covering The Who, especially as a woman, is a challenge. And unfortunately, she went home.
She did go home.
She was the one to leave, which was a bummer because she's such a talent, you know?
I think I really enjoyed her performance last night. And then her instant save performance tonight, I didn't think was as strong as last night's performance. I mean, it makes sense because they're probably so... Like, the two that it comes down to are probably really nervous.
You know what I thought of when I realized she went home? Is she must have a really... large following like on the West Coast, I think, because that's like I feel like her vibe is like very California, like Coachella-ish almost.
Yeah.
And the Californians, West Coasters, don't watch during the live's Twitter save, so I feel like she might have lost some of that.
Yeah,
they were reaching out to us. They really wanted to get her on the show before last night again.
We just couldn't do it because of the
Stephanie, if you want to come on.
Yeah.
By all means.
We'd love to have you. Yeah. Like you said, it's such an amazing story. Okay, next was Aaliyah Molden, and we did have her on a few weeks ago. She sang Take It Back. I'm always so impressed by her. She has such a mature voice for only being 15 years old.
Reba McEntire, too.
I know. And
that's Team Blake. That's the Team Blake side coming
out. Oh, yeah, that's coming out strong. And then I know we've talked about before, like, her knowing how to, like, she's very marketable for her age and
I literally wrote,
how she dresses.
When will she have her own Nick or Disney show?
Exactly. She came in that out in that cute little dress and the hair.
She looked amazing.
She looked amazing. At the beginning of the song, I was like, or towards the middle, I was like, oh, this is fun. This is great. Just as I was writing, I don't know if this is my favorite performance of hers, then she just shredded it with that ending.
I actually thought the same thing. I don't know if it was my favorite performance, but what's amazing to me is that both her and Brenly, who would one would think would appeal to somewhat of the same audience, just to, you know, they're young,
age,
yeah, based on their age, have come so far together that they both stayed. It wasn't just one of them that hit that category.
Yeah.
They both went the distance because they're both great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they're so different and original, I think.
I agree with you. I thought that it wasn't her best performance, but she did end so strong that it didn't surprise me that she made it into the top 10.
She has a great stage presence, too. You know what? I was watching
she owns it.
The Radio Disney Music Awards, and one of the young girls who is going to be on That's So Raven spinoff was actually on America's Got Talent. She was one of the singers, and so it's like they do get picked up from these shows sometimes.
You're spot on with that, though. That's a great...
So I was watching, and I was shocked to see her there. I was like, wow, that's amazing that she got picked up, and I could totally see Aaliyah getting picked up on something like that because she's such a young, fresh face and has such talent.
And she's got spunk.
Yeah, I mean, her stage presence, she was like working the audience. She was great.
Right. And which is crazy, too, because she was talking about when she was in here that she gets a little bit nervous. And each week, I think she's getting more and more comfortable on the stage.
Yeah. Totally. Yeah. Absolutely.
Next, we had T-Soul. He sang Lay Me Down by Sam Smith. I loved his performance. He literally laid down on the stage. I couldn't believe that.
Okay, how did you guys... Before I talk about the laying down portion, when it started with that piano,
that was the cool part.
I absolutely love that song.
Me too.
When Sam Smith sings it, and so I was like, "Ooh, I don't know how I'm gonna feel about this," but I love that version even more.
I absolutely loved
it. I thought it was amazing until he laid down on the ground, and then I was a little like,
too much.
I was just like, I mean, he was clearly comfortable hanging out down there. But I also thought that was a really risky move because when you're laying down and then you can't sing as well, and he did sacrifice the voice a little bit because it didn't seem as supported, but naturally so. You're laying down and then you're doing a sit-up to get up. So.
See, what do you think about, though? I think he does way too many runs. He's all over the place. Like, right out the gate, it just de-emphasizes it. And all I wanted to do was hear his pure power of his voice, because when he opened up, he's so beautiful on the piano.
He's so talented.
Yeah. And he's got that voice, but he hides it almost behind the runs because there's so many of them.
No, I agree with you in that point. Yeah. Like, I do think he shows a lot of tricks, and I don't know if that's...
It doesn't appeal to me for that
reason.
It
doesn't appeal, and I don't know if that's... If he does that for the show purposes of competition of, like, you know, let me show you all these that I can do, or if he is always... That,
you know what I noticed? I was listening to some of these on iTunes, like the iTunes kind of preview.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And he doesn't do as much on iTunes as he does live.
See,
I think
okay.
it is for interesting. The live effect, because the iTunes is all pre-recorded. They like do it in a sound booth.
Well, and I wonder, like if he wasn't...
They all sound a little bit different than they do recorded.
But it doesn't do the job of, if he thinks it's too impressive in the live, it doesn't do that for me. It does the opposite, because I'm not a big fan of T-Soul. I mean, he's a.
I love tonight.
I think he's a great artist. I mean, Sam Smith is awesome. He hit the notes, but I wanted to hear the purity of the voice, and I just kept getting these runs all over the place.
Yeah, I guess it's more of like, as a fan, are you focusing more on? It is about the voice, but it's also about the performance too. And I think he's maybe looking at it like, I need to show
everything I can give because
he is a really great performer.
Right.
I also think T-Soul has a bit of security in the fact that he already has such a huge following.
Yeah, he does.
You know,
so he may rely on that even more because his people love it.
Yeah, but not
his T-Soldiers.
Yeah, his soldiers. but yeah, that's
okay.
How I about
next,
it.
We had turn the page here. Lily, which she looked beyond
stunning.
Beautiful.
Probably her best performance, I think.
I think so, too. She sang Town Without a Pity. What did you guys think about Lily?
I mean, the dress was gorgeous.
Yeah,
she looked beautiful.
She was also a lot healthier this week than she was last week.
Yeah, thank God, good news.
Yeah.
My thoughts with Lily, from the beginning of the season, she was never somebody that stood out to me. And then now, she's come on my radar. And I think it's nice to have a voice that is not all trills and runs.
Right.
Especially following Jay Chosen. It's nice that she can just stand and walk around the stage. Oh, what did I say?
Jay Chosen.
Oh, oops, sorry.
That's all right.
All the letters, all the...
Yeah, T-Soul, Jay Chosen.
But
I'll
it's
be
nice.
D-Gollop from now on.
D-Gollop. But it's nice for her to be able to just walk on a stage and command the attention without, you know, I think she's got a really cool, almost like an old soul type vibe to her.
It's very jazzy.
Very jazzy. Also kind of like Lana Del Rey, Amy Winehouse,
that.
Kind of like, I can see, because that's definitely, that's in right now, especially here in LA, right. I feel like, you know?
Yeah.
They found her thing, but I think there's too many real standout artists for her to really shine at this point, because now we're getting down to just a few.
Yeah, I don't think she, I don't think she'll be, like,
you don't,
top
final yeah. four.
I don't think she'll be final four. But
I thought she did a really good job of putting her own spin on this song, because I think it was one of the ones that did better on the iTunes, which is what really matters.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
For this, you know, sure. this time of the lives with voting and stuff. So yeah. I was really impressed with her song choice and how well she performed.
Yeah, my only thing with Lily, and I say this week to week with her, and I don't know maybe if it's just the song she's choosing or the way she's singing them, but I feel like it's like a nightclub performance, or like last week I felt like it was like a karaoke a little bit. Like, I don't feel like it's, she's as in touch with the music as some of these other artists are. Like, T-Soul, I know the laying on the ground was like a bit dramatic, but like, I feel like he was like really in and emotionally connected
yes,
to the song,
you're right.
whereas yeah. I feel like Lily is a little bit disconnected, and it's more of a performance, and it feels very showy.
Like, very theatrical.
Very theatrical. And
but even afterwards.
It felt very Broadway, almost. Yeah. You know, which yeah. is great, but I don't feel as connected to her as an artist, and I think maybe she has slipped through the cracks a little bit in our minds in terms of like being a fan of her.
So you're not believing it as much as some
as
of the
much
others.
As some of the, yeah. It doesn't like transcend through the TV. Like, we'll talk about Hunters, but like I was like actually yeah. in tears with Hunter's performance.
Right.
We'll talk about him next, I guess. But yeah, this I didn't like emotionally connect the same way.
No, I completely agree. Yeah. I think she's beautiful and. She's a joy to watch and
yeah.
talented, but she's not somebody that I just go, wow, like she's
so gonna... it kind of falls flat without that a big emotional connection.
But it's weird because I agree with you, but at the same time I'm not surprised that she's moving on
oh,
each
me
week
either.
Right now, you
no,
know?
No.
I still right.
She's
I mean she's
well
a full
deserved.
Package. She's mm-hmm. beautiful. I mean that has to help with the voting.
It doesn't hurt. Yep.
Yeah.
yeah. Okay, so next, like you said, we have Hunter. He's saying ooh, All ooh. I Want. I mean, we talk about Hunter every week. He just
love.
Keeps getting better and better.
Love
I like
him.
He's it.
I'm such a Hunter fan.
I want him to win. I think he's the
me
best.
Too.
I have a big old star next to him because at the end of every week, I always go through and I'm like, what am I, like, has my ranking changed at all? And he's still at the
he's
top
saying,
of my,
he's
like,
saying All I Want, which is not an easy song either.
Oh, he's no. just, but, and he hits those falsettos, those highs, like, he just goes back and forth. It's like, son of a bitch, this guy's good.
Wait, well, you said, like, you felt like you could have seen Stephanie in her outfit at Coachella. When I heard this performance, I was like, Hunter should be performing at Coachella.
Yes.
no, and I was like, I would pay to see this guy sing. Like,
no,
that,
absolutely.
That's when you get to that point. You're like, he seems like he is already good enough to be selling.
But isn't that true?
Records.
Who else? Is there anybody else on the show this season that you'd pay
no.
to see sing?
He's, I honestly think, yeah. I didn't realize it until this week. Like, he is my standout.
Right.
Like, I honestly think it would be amazing if Gwen won. I think they're such a cool pair together that now this is, like, my number one pick.
Also, I just love that even though when he performs, it's like this Grammy performance or
yeah,
this, like, huge star. He still has this humility and like, he's
humility,
so humble.
Yeah.
And I feel like
yeah, he's quiet.
He's quiet and he's not somebody that you would pick out and be like, oh, he's like a, you know, he's a showstopper man.
Just
right.
reminds me of Ed Sheeran in that sense.
Yes.
Like Ed
yeah.
Sheeran's like kind of like a quiet, like
right?
reserved dude. Maybe not like the hottest guy or not the like biggest guy, but he's like
yeah.
got the talent.
Yeah, and he can do the littlest thing and you're like,
and he's appreciative. He seems like a nice guy. Ed Sheeran's like that too. He's a
yeah.
he's a nice guy,
yeah.
you know. And yeah,
Hunter brings something to the show that like I haven't seen before, and I really
that's
like
true.
That because a lot of the you know contestants that get towards the end are like that country.
And
thing.
The show's been on for so long; it's like on season 12 already, and you know it's hard to reinvent the wheel all the time. But Hunter is something totally different.
It's
yeah.
almost like it's refreshing to see someone like
I
that.
Really
and
agree.
I like you said, I'm such a fan, and I hope he really continues
yeah.
on.
There's something about his that just the haunting sound of that. It's like I think for some reason blue, like a haunting blue falsetto that just
yeah.
pierces your
ooh.
Soul, and it's like
blue.
I don't know why I say blue, but that's what I get
I
in my
like,
head.
Okay,
but a haunting blue falsetto that pierces your soul and just causes you to fuck.
These are some fancy words. To say.
Yeah,
the new trending hashtag, haunting
blue falsetto.
Hashtag it.
Okay, next we had Vanessa. She sang Diamonds by Rihanna that we played in our open.
She is so cool.
She's good.
Okay, I honestly think Vanessa just like won me over this week because in the past I found her to be kind of cold and like not
off-putting.
Really warm.
Mm-hmm.
She was smiling. She got up. Someone must have coached her like
yeah.
really well. If I,
Alicia
I
does it all the time. She's
Alicia,
always saying
but,
things. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, she was smiling more. It was a better song choice. You saw her on the piano. You start interacting.
But did
yeah.
you think that this was a good song choice for iTunes? Because it is a popular song.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I mean, I'm a little over the song, only because it's been played so many times.
Right. She also didn't do it too different from Rihanna.
Right.
That's what I was thinking when I was listening and watching, was like, I was thinking, are people on iTunes going to want to buy her version? And I didn't think that she did enough to change it. I thought it was a great performance, but not enough to change it to where people are going to want her
version. You guys have pointed out the strategy thing. I didn't even think about that before, but there's a lot of strategy to that. Yeah, you know? Yeah.
But she talking about the full package and performance and just her style. I mean, whoever is dressing her is just like awesome. Nailing it. Cool. That hat, that I would, ooh, that outfit. I mean, I would totally wear it. I wouldn't pull it off the same, but.
The suits, yeah.
So cool. And I just love.
Oh, come on. You'd pull that off very well.
I wouldn't turn it down if they needed to recycle it. But yeah, I think she's got star presence and she's, I know in the beginning I said that she came across to me as a little cold and a little too sure of herself, but obviously I shouldn't give that blanket statement because I don't know her personally, and in this industry, mm-hmm. I know you need to, it's having that confidence will definitely get you
right,
get you places, so yeah. So she's grown on me, and I think I could see her over other performers being
I could see her in the top 4 or 5. I can't see her winning. I think
No, I don't think she'll win. But.
I think that I see a lot of their social media following and who's active, and she's definitely one of the ones that's not as active with her with her fans and followers. And I think that that's definitely something that's going to come into play when it goes to
it's an
eight
extension
and
of
then
her personality,
8 to 4.
Though,
so, because I mean, you have to have the fans engaging in you and liking you, and not saying that fans don't like her, but there are other artists that are way more engaging with their fans.
Who would you say is the most from what you've seen?
I mean, I think T-Soul is. I think Lily is.
Mark is for sure.
I think Mark, Lauren.
Mark is. Yeah.
And even Aaliyah.
Aaliyah Brenly.
Aaliyah rocks it. She's always on there.
She's always on social media. Yeah. Yeah, I see them all. And, like, even on, like, platforms like Snapchat and stuff, too, they're very active.
Right. They're working it.
I feel like it's more personal.
That's where the kids have an advantage, right?
Yeah, right. They know how to do everything. Yeah. Next, we had Lauren. She sang Somewhere in My Broken Heart. We've talked very highly of Lauren each week. I definitely think she's going to be in the final 4. I mean,
amazing,
she blew this away.
Do you really? See, I'm the opposite.
I do.
Really? Oh, see, I think she's like the full country package. She's got the look. She's got the sound. She literally looked like a young Carrie Underwood.
And she has Blake as her coach.
And we remember that a good portion of the country is going
I think she's a safe choice, but to me, she's no different than like there's nothing standout about her to me.
I agree, but it's like the country factor, what I mean? Like, I'm not the biggest country fan, but like, if I had to pick a country artist right now, like, she would be the one, in my opinion.
At what point do you think that Brenly and her are going to start getting
they
split?
They must already, but it's still, we're getting rid of one at a time right now that, like, you won't really notice. But I think when it comes
I would
out,
place Brenly right underneath her. I would think Lauren has the edge.
Better. Just I feel like Brenly. I just feel like she connects, especially for her age. I feel like there's more of a hunger and a connection there. Not that she has the life experience connection, but I don't know.
They're both young.
Yeah, they're both young, but I don't know. Lauren is kind of, I really liked her in the beginning, but she's kind of fallen off my radar.
Interesting. Yeah, I mean, if we're comparing the two, I think that just comes down to, like, artist to artist, though. Like, I could connect with Coldplay more than you do. Like, I connect with Lauren more than I connect with Brenly and vice versa. So.
I love Brenly's personality, though. She's just
so cute
and gracious. And.
But yeah, I don't know. I thought Lauren, this Billie Jean performance was
I thought it was stellar.
Package for country.
Agreed.
I agree. Next was Mark. He sang How to Love by Lil Wayne. I thought that this was a great song choice for him. He was really able to show his voice and how great of a singer he is. Because remember, we were talking last week about One Dance, and that was a Drake song, so it was definitely a little bit different.
This was Lil Wayne.
Yeah, I know.
I think this is, like, his thing. Like, taking the rap songs and turning them into R&B. And, like, from what I've realized and from what I've seen with his, like, minor struggles these last couple weeks with pulling votes, I like had this epiphany today that Mark should be doing this on YouTube, and like he'd be pulling tons and tons of views. Mm-hmm. This is such like a YouTube thing that would do so well on YouTube, like taking rap songs and turning them R&B. Whereas I don't know how well that works for like America voting but and like I, The Voice.
No, I see what you're saying, but I don't understand how he's in the bottom every week.
I don't get it.
He's got a great
this
voice.
Is, yeah, we're saying this is similar to Aaron Gibson from last season. Like, why was Aaron in the bottom?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't understand. And Mark has a huge following.
He does.
Fans and everything. I don't understand.
I love the song, but the only thing I would say for at this stage in the competition, I feel like it's a little repetitive as far as like
I didn't think one trick pony.
There's not. I mean, Lil Wayne's not a singer. I love Lil Wayne, but he's not a singer. Like, I don't think that the song was created to really showcase. And then I did think that it was at, especially towards the end, it seemed to be like right at the top of his range because there were some points where I felt like it was a little shaky and like. He was pulling a bit, but do you guys know the new Taking It to the Biebs? Do you know the new Justin Zito? Yes.
Love. I was listening down the way here.
I love that song.
What are you guys
song.
Talking about?
Well, we're talking about Justin Bieber.
I want Mark. Geez. Because I think
genius.
That Mark...
Someone call Mark.
I think Mark is the, like, younger, like, sexy Latino version of Justin Bieber.
Oh,
and so if he did that song, I would just
Let's
faint.
Get that going.
And I would possibly...
Someone tweet him, because that is the best idea anyone has today.
Isn't it?
There's just a little bit of time left. We should tweet him.
Honestly, that would be a good idea, too, because that song is popular right now, but I think if he twisted it to be
he
more R&B
different.
Rather than, like, pop and, like...
Yeah.
Because that song is very, like, pop salsa-ish. Mm-hmm. Whereas if he took it and made it like R&B, and I think he speaks Spanish. Does anyone know? Does he speak Spanish?
I don't know.
He'd have to learn it for the song.
If he learned it.
Oh, that would be very
you
sexy
have a week
if he
to
did
not
that,
only
yeah.
learn
a
Spanish,
a multilingual man. He's too young. He is too... Anyway, I can't be
talking about it. When you three just went crazy over Justin Bieber, it was like
I am
really...
not crazy over Justin Bieber. I love
oh, I
that
am.
Song.
I'll totally admit it. I wrap my Christmas presents in Justin Bieber having people.
Okay, I'm not that far.
But... I don't like
I do it. No, I do it because it makes everyone cringe and they know it's from me and it's cheap. It's at the dollar store.
It made me cringe just hearing it.
This song
No, I do
really
it as
good.
A gag. Like, it's like him at like 12 years old. Like, it's more... Because then I don't have to buy like... Christmas cards, everyone knows who it's from.
Should I tweet at Adam or should I tweet at Mark telling him to do Despacito?
No,
both.
Let me tell him.
Okay.
Well, someone will tweet Mark about the song
for
next
decided,
week.
But
we'll ask Johnny. We'll text Johnny and ask Johnny, hey, tell Mark.
I think we'll be better off just getting it through to him tomorrow.
Allie works with them at work sometimes. Maybe she can
We'll see. Okay. Anyway, okay, next we had Jesse. He sang Human.
Beardy McGee. You guys, I'm the worst. I can't.
She literally wrote Beardy McGee in her notes.
Because we're on the top 11 and I can't remember his name. If this does not say something about
That's
either my memory him. Or his...
I know what you're saying, but like, don't I just feel like Jesse is going far.
He does.
He's going far in this competition.
He's saying Human
because of the Sundance Head Effect.
I was upset because this is my jam. I love this song, and I have this like I was just waiting the whole time for there to be that moment where he just like gets into it. And for me, it wasn't there. And
it
I was
went
bored.
No place for me. I couldn't believe that they were saying how great the song is, and this was such
it
great.
It's a great song, not
like
one
and Jesse. And I think Jesse's an incredible singer, but it just went no place for me.
Yeah.
And last week was so much better.
Yeah, I you know the only thing I don't like about him is because now I've grown to appreciate his voice, but his song choices just totally leave me flat. I would never listen to him on the radio. And
no,
so
but listen
I've had
to that one because it is a good jam.
Is it?
It's a good workout jam.
Yeah, I'm just saying for Jesse, like I would not listen to the choices he's picked, so I'm not. He's not in my top anything anymore. Even though I think he's got a lot of talent.
Yeah, I don't think that he's gonna make it into that finale with the final four. But I don't know. Actually, I think he'll go farther than we think.
I think it
because,
depends what song choice he picks
next
week.
Yeah, and how it goes each week. But I do think that he appeals to a lot of the voice audience. Next was Brenly. She sang River. We talked a little bit about Brenly already, but.
That was
the
neat.
Joni Mitchell song.
That was neat.
How did you think this performance was?
What did you think, Brookie?
You know, I touched on it a little bit a few minutes ago, but like I first of all, I loved her outfit. She looked beautiful.
You like the dress?
For her, I wouldn't wear it.
And I think it's a little heavy though. It's like summer. I
thought that too.
I was like, it's 80 degrees outside in LA, and she's in this like long black thick dress.
I know.
I was like, everyone else is in these like strapless, like airy dresses, and she's in this like cloak.
Yeah,
it made her
true.
Look a little bit older too, which
dress.
I don't know
I think
if that
that's what
worked.
I like.
Maybe that's what you liked about
it. Yeah, but her and Aaliyah appeal to that younger crowd.
Yeah, true, true. I just think, regardless of, take the outfit out of it, I just think that she's got so far to go, and I really, if she's this connected right now, you know, I'd
love to be a force to be reckoned with.
Yeah, and I just think she's the sweetest little thing, and I don't know, for me, I enjoy watching her. I don't, once again, I don't think she'll be in the top four. I mean,
Brinley? You don't think? I don't know, I could see it.
It depends.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Not my top. If it were up to me. If it were my top four, no. But I wouldn't be surprised if she's in America's
Top. She has the Emily Ann Roberts effect. I don't know if y'all watched then, but like,
yeah.
She was season 9, I think. Jordan Smith's season. Yeah, which like she wasn't going to be Jordan, but Emily came in second place, so.
Yeah.
I mean, Brinley's, she's beautiful. She's gorgeous inside and out. Yeah. There's just something magic about this girl.
Yeah. She's cute.
I love what she said, where she's just like, well, I don't know. I just let God do it and I get out of the way. And I'm like, oh.
Same.
You just kind of melt.
That's why I look like this today.
Okay. Same. That's what you say every night before we start, right?
Yeah, like, I'll just let Jesus take the wheel on this one.
All right, okay. The last
church at After Party.
The last performance from last night's episode was Chris Blue. He sang When a Man Loves a Woman. I think that this was a perfect song choice for him, and he has such a great range and an amazing voice, and he's a performer.
Yeah, and I thought that for a song that is very well known and very often played, I thought he made it his own, but by still keeping it to the basics. And I love him. You know, it was 2 weeks ago my favorite of his so far. When it was, what theme was that? I just remember. You know what I'm talking about? When he had a little bow tie on.
Oh, yeah. Love on the Brain. Was that the one that...
Yes.
That was a really good one.
I loved that, yeah.
So, I love this performance here tonight.
Yeah, I loved it, too. It wasn't... I just... Out of all of his, it wasn't my favorite.
But. See, what I liked, when I compare him now to T-Soul, I love that I could hear him singing without all the, covering it up with all the crap.
He kind of reminds me of John Legend a little bit.
Yeah, I could see that.
Like when I was like closing my eyes a little bit while listening, there were certain runs he had that were very like almost like airy, similar to John Legend's voice, and like wispy kind of, and can do things with his voice that not
maybe even better than John Legend. I don't know.
I wouldn't go that far. I'd say comparable to John Legend.
It's interesting when you
he's like an Oscar Grammy winning artist.
That was blasphemy.
He's up there, but
no, it's really interesting that when you listen to some of these artists. And you close your eyes and you're not watching them, how the performance has a little bit of a different effect on you. That's happened to me a couple times. Like with Stephanie, when I'm not watching her because she's such an intense singer and performer, when I'm just listening, I'm more impressed than when I'm watching. Do you guys feel
Her ever? Physicality can detract from her performances.
Yeah, it's a little distracting.
Yeah, for sure.
Anyways, okay, so then tonight's episode, the results, it came down to the instant save between Mark and Stephanie. And Stephanie sang Issues, Mark sang 7 Years. I was more impressed with Mark's performance for this instant save than I was with Stephanie.
I mean, you weren't alone. He was saved.
I know. But also, I mean, the save...
Sorry, I don't know what's happened to me tonight.
Danny is
giddy. No,
take me out of this scene, I act savage.
D-gone.
No, I actually like it. I'm like, shoot, you should sit there more often.
Did you agree with me?
Well, I just really don't like the song Issues. So I have issues with the song with Issues. It honestly annoys me every time I hear it on the radio, I turn it off. So like... It's like, ugh.
You're like the kid who throws erasers at the teacher in the classroom when you're over there. This is good.
So I agree with you. I thought Mark's was better. I think Mark has proven to be really good under pressure. You know what I mean? Like last week and this week, like he didn't seem panicked and he wasn't like, I feel like, you know, you see like Aaliyah and Brinley both look like they're going to throw up when they're standing up there waiting for the results. And they're like around the same age as him. And I feel like that's how I would look, but he just like keeps it together and like gets up there and does a good job and does what he's supposed to do. And obviously he's qualified to be there, 'cause he keeps getting saved. It's similar to Aaron. Aaron was very level-headed through that whole, like, literally 4 weeks in a row last year.
I wonder if, because I host for Dancing with the Stars, and last 2 weeks there's been, like, a really shocking two of the...
Oh, Heather Morris.
Went home. And terrible. We were discussing, sometimes I think America is just like, oh, he's so good, he doesn't need my votes.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, wow.
just I think you...
The Hillary Clinton effect.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. She's on fire this evening.
You are, man.
I'll be doing stand-up later.
That's your scene.
We'll actually be going on Instagram Live after to keep these Danny comments.
I would totally come watch you. If you could totally do stand-up. I would come watch you.
Yeah, but you got a snarky
You gotta find her in the right mood.
One ticket sold.
That's so funny. Well, I have one friend, and she tells me that I'd be great at stand-up, so maybe one day.
Well, now you have two.
Two friends. Thank you for the support.
Half? Two and
okay,
a half?
Okay, two and a half. I'll take it.
Okay, no comment.
Yeah, I don't know.
No comment.
Yeah. Black Twitter.
Still up in the air for Rally. But
I don't know. We'll see. Just kidding. Okay, what did you guys think about the instant save?
So, I think that the song Issues, doesn't match. It's not... I actually like the song, but I don't think it matches her voice. Mm-hmm. Stephanie's voice. I feel like Stephanie has too heavy of a voice for that song. So, yeah, I didn't think that it was a good song. I'm also not a fan of the song 7 Years, even though it was nominated for, like, every award under the sun.
I think it was just
because
it's overplayed.
Yeah. Yeah, I think
that's it. It killed it for me. Because I used to like it. Now I don't either.
Yeah.
I was just thinking of my choice between the two artists overall, and I tend to lean toward Mark Isaiah. I think he's got something where I know somebody would listen to it.
Yeah, it's just hard because I love both of them. Like, I really thought that Stephanie was going to be... For me, she's one of my favorite female... Or was one of my favorite female talents.
I think Mark has, like, that inexplicable it factor.
Oh, totally. Yeah, absolutely.
You know, which, like, is... Like, even if he doesn't have, like, the strongest performance, it, like, holds him on by that thread because he has that, like... It thing that's that inexplicable.
There should be.
You know,
also, there's an audience for him. If they can always throw him in a boy band if nothing works out.
Yeah,
you
he
know?
Could be like a One Direction type.
Yeah.
Well, and I think he just appeals to a lot. Like he's still young to where the younger girls are gonna love him, but then he's old enough to where we can obviously acknowledge that like.
Well, he's showing his maturity with how calm he is, and he can handle the
pressure. But see, it still goes back to why the heck aren't people voting for him?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it's like. But it's interesting. You would think.
So do you think that for these instant save performances, no matter who's in the bottom two, that the performance really matters? Or is it just the fans voting?
I don't know. Like we were talking about before, we've kind of got to the point where we're just choosing the artists that we like, you know, mm-hmm. more so than any individual performance.
What's funny is that, like, when I find out who's going to be in the instant save, I, like, almost just, like, I'm ready to vote before.
Right, before you've even seen the show.
Like I'm ready. Like, I know that I love.
Based off of.
X, Y, and Z people. Like, if Hunter was in the instant save, you'd see me with, like, four phones out.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be like, because I love him. I'd be like, what happened? You know what I mean? So I think that. People love Mark and just are turning up for him in that time period. I just don't know where they are.
See, I'd put Mark probably in my top four or five right now.
So who are everybody's top four?
I think, I for sure have Hunter.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Chris Blue, consistently in my top. Lauren. And I think Lily and Mark are both in my top. Lily I haven't said before that the other ones I've said that they've been in my top each week, but Lily is growing on me a little bit, and I think that she'll make a good run.
I'd say mine are Hunter, Chris Blue, Lauren, and the last one's a little more of a toss-up. I could throw Aaliyah in there. Because I think that she's got the young thing, but it's different than Brenly and Mark. Mm-hmm. And you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. She's a little bit more unique. I don't think she'll necessarily beat someone like Hunter, but I think she's got top four potential. I really do. Mm-hmm. And I think she's showing up every week, and she hasn't been in the bottom two before, you know? So people are obviously voting for her.
Yeah, she's got a fan base, yeah.
She definitely has a fan base, and I think she appeals to a really wide audience. I think adults look at her and be like, wow, she's a talented kid. Kids look at her and be like, she's young, I like her.
Yeah, couldn't you see her doing, like, musical theater, all sorts of things?
Oh, I did see her being on Broadway.
Yeah, Broadway, yeah.
She's got a very wide, you know, appeal. So I could see her going far. I haven't said that before either. That's kind of a new toss-up wild card for me this week, but... She's just consistent, you know, and Blake seems to really like her, and
which I love about this season. Like, I feel like in previous seasons, there's kind of been that one that everyone kind of knows is going to win, and this year, I mean,
I have no idea.
These last 10, they're all great, and I don't
my
know.
My money's on Hunter.
Yeah, mine too.
Yeah. 100%. Yeah. Who you got?
Hunter, for sure. Mark Isaiah. And not Mark for, he's got an incredible voice, but I think he, more so just for the whole package. I want to say Chris Blue, and then between Vanessa or Aaliyah.
I feel like they're like putting Chris up to win, sort of. They're putting him on that,
they
like
put him at the end.
Putting him at the end, giving him the big show value, you know, like the bright red suits. Like I feel like
we said this last year, remember when who was heading toward the win? It was the person that they were playing last. Well, I guess Sundance won last year, right?
Sundance won last year, but they always do that. I feel like they kind of start.
They were building
they do,
them
they
up.
They do it with Allison Porter. Like she was always. Right,
that's what the one I was thinking
Allison
of.
Actually performed her new song tonight on tonight's yes. episode. But yeah. but yeah, regardless, I kind of think that they're like. They see a lot of potential in Chris Blue, and they see a lot of people are voting him, so they're, like, kind of putting him in that spot. But I don't know if he's, like... I mean, Hunter went towards the beginning. I don't know. It's hard
it's different
to
each week.
See, yeah. I'll tell you, like, I think Hunter's going to win number one. I will probably put Lauren in number two, Mark Isaiah probably in number three, and I think Brenly would probably be in there as well, so... that's what I think. Yeah.
Well, it's funny that we all have like Mark in the top, but like he keeps getting in the bottom.
Yeah, I know. That's
and
yeah.
you all love Lauren.
Yeah. I don't even personally connect with Lauren that much. I just know that everyone.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I agree with Kenny. Exactly. I feel like her and Jesse will, and maybe even Brinley can have. I wouldn't be surprised if they end up in that mix just because they appeal.
Oh, and Vanessa's going to end up in there too. She'll end up in the top five for sure. I think.
Which it's crazy between the four of us. I think we named almost. Everyone in the 10, which makes it so exciting.
No, nobody said Jesse. Thank God. Sorry.
I mean, I think he's not one of my favorites, but I think he'll go far.
No, I don't think anyone said T-Soul.
T-Soul's loser. I was a big fan, and I am kind of like...
But lying down, like, see, if he stayed behind the piano all night long, that would have been perfect.
Lily
because he was doing so well.
Lauren kind of...
I don't know. We'll see.
All right. Well, thanks, voice fans, for tuning in to our after show tonight. I'm your host, Allie Bailey. You can find me on social media, AllieBailey_1. Danny, where can they find you?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Danny Golub, and you can find me at a comedy store near you.
If you want to keep hearing the jokes, follow her Twitter. Maybe she'll tweet some.
No,
out
I don't tweet. Instagram.
Oh.
I'll post great funny things.
And you guys can find me on all social media at Brooke Lacey H.
And find me on Instagram, Twitter, at Chris Howard Live.
Thanks, bye, guys.
Ciao.
Next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.